Now, yesterday we brought you a special report on political party symbols, colors and slogans and whether or not they can really have any impact on the fortunes of political parties. We continue the piece today. It is put together by Rita and Pabing Tete of our feature desk.
The oldest political party in Ghana's political history is Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's CPP. The red cockerel is its symbol. The red cockerel to the party symbolizes a new dawn in Ghana's politics. Kadir Abdul Rauf Isifu is the director of communication of the party and gives some interesting revelation on the red cockerel.
So Kwame Nkrumah wanted to use the red cockerel not just to crow for people to go to work, but to crow so that the people of Ghana would know that there was a dawn of new era. In fact, it was just to signify that any time the cockerel crows, it means that the people of Ghana must know that a new day has come. And for Kwame Nkrumah, he was working towards creating a new superstructure. So the cockerel was chosen for this purpose because the crowing of the cockerel, you know, is a reminder that people must wake up and go to work. It also reminds people of the fact that there is still Herculean tax ahead, the tax of nation building, the tax of work and happiness, and the tax of the unification of Africa. So this was to serve as a reminder. So the motto and the symbol of the party means a lot to us. CPP forward ever, backward never. It means that in everything that we do, we would always look forward and we'll never look backward, no matter the dangers.
The CPP is proud of its colors, red, white, and green.
The color green signified, you know, wealth. And you can see that Ghana is actually sitting on wealth. So the green color there reminds us of our wealth. And the red color, as you can predict, it signifies the blood and the toils of our forefathers. You people know that Kwame Nkrumah, at a point, he was a jailbird. He was being locked from one prison to the other. And people lost their lives in the course of the struggle for human freedom and dignity. So anytime we look back into history, we remember the lives that were lost, and it also straightens us up towards our goals and objectives as a party. So, and then the white, you know that the white color definitely signifies that when there is struggle, there will definitely come moments of joy and ecstasy. So this white is to bring that kind of work and happiness, that joy to the people of this country.
CPP, forward ever, backwards never.
The Progressive People's Party broke away from the CPP. One thing is clear, that the PPP did not entirely forget its root. It has as its symbol the red sun and slogan, "Awake, yeah, sorry," which appears to have a direct link to the CPP's red cockerel. Belinda Bulle is the second vice chair of the PPP.
For the PPP, we have the bright red sun. If you look at the logo, we have a white background with a bright red sun embossed in the middle. So that's really what the logo, that's the logo that we have.
And what does that represent?
It's daybreak. Bright red sun is daybreak. It means rise up to the occasion, work, you understand me? It means you can't hide your evil deeds, or you can't hide the wrongs of society. I mean, metaphorically speaking, because it will be exposed. You understand me?
Belinda Bulle defends the colors of the party.
Our colors are also white and red. The white for us represents purity, in terms of how we conduct our affairs, how we intend to go on with our politics, with our governance, with our attitude, the character of the administration we hope to build. That's really what it is. So it's purity. Now, the red bright sun represents determination. Okay. We pick the red bright sun because, you know, when the sun is up, you have to be awake. And if you know, our slogan is awake. So it's actually quite connected. It actually diminishes darkness, okay? We find things like corruption, inefficiency, you know, all those ills of society as some form of darkness hovering around us in the country. And so the bright red sun is actually supposed to, you know, expose it, to clear away the darkness, to wash away the ills of those society. So that's really what it is. Bright red sun. If the sun is shining, you can't sleep. You need to be wide awake. You need to get to work. You need to make sure that everything is clear. And you can't hide. You know, in the night you can do stuff, but during the day, you will not be able to hide.
The People's National Convention, PNC, is best known for its green coconut tree with a slogan, "Eyekube." Red, green, and white are the party's colors. The coconut represents selfless service. The NDP, that's the National Democratic Party, on the other hand, has a white flying dove holding onto the Jinyami symbol at the peak of the dove. The party seeks to champion justice, unity, peace and progress. Its colors are red, green, white and black. All these identities speak well of the parties. December 7 is inches away for Ghanaians to go to the polls. Which of the symbols, colors and slogans win your fancy, and which one will better the fortunes of these political parties in this year's election? December 7 will tell. Rita Ampabintete, reporting for Radio Ghana.